David, Manchester United, so are we sort of middle of the tour so far?
Yeah, I think we're just past halfway. I think, yeah, we're on our seventh date so far. We've got three left in England, so, and then we're going on to Europe for five, which should be really good. It's our first time in Europe, so it'll be, we're expecting it to be a good time. We've heard good things, so it'll be nice.
Yeah, totally. Chris, what's it been like then? So talk me through sort of starting out playing around Bristol area. What was the kind of indie vibe like? Because I think you kind of fit into that bracket, I suppose, don't you?
In terms of the scene in Bristol?
Yeah, because I suppose there's a lot of funk music still kicking about, but what about indie stuff?
A lot of it's like electronic. There are a lot of bands, like there's quite a lot of different scenes about.
Someone's just dropped their sack of spuds.
No, there's a lot of guitar music as well coming through. I think it struggles to really like break through in terms of press wise, but we do fit into that bracket of like those bands there. We're not really part of the scene though. So
what was it like then a couple of years back? Were you sort of playing the kind of circuit in Bristol, and were you, I suppose, in a big melting pot full of other bands kind of trying to do their own thing?
Yeah, there's not really a circuit of clubs there. There's some good venues to play. Yeah, I mean, we kind of just played the few. We tried to play outside of Bristol as much as we could as well. We played London quite a bit. I think now we only pretty much just tour. We don't really do spot gigs that often.
I think we had a rule for a little while of we only played in London or Bristol while we lived in Bristol. And we pretty much only played one place in Bristol.
Yeah, Star Bus.
So, because it was quite good because it's a free venue, so you get lots of people like turn up, even if they're not really that bothered about your band. But it's good to play to a new audience. And then we just play in London, like spot gigs in London, which are always pretty disastrous.
Yeah. It's hard. Like you normally turn up and then, you know, there's not much promotion or whatever, and then you're playing to about six people.
Wow. But we're kind of
five that you know.
We're just about past that.
Those
days ago.
That was back in the old days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games. Double figures now.
Yeah, totally. What was it like then playing the uni gig at the weekend then, Bristol Uni? Was that pretty insane?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really good.
The weather was great.
The weather was amazing. Yeah,
it was so hot.
It was really, really hungover as well. so it helped.
You know, them burger toasties like that, dude, earlier on? That sounds like the dream.
Sounds like a nightmare. But it was wicked. It was a really good day.
No, it was a nice vibe there, wasn't it?
Yeah,
It was sort of like a summer festival. Like it was quite chilled, but at the same time,
the sun goes down.
We had a nice slot.
The best slot just before it got cold, and it's nice. It's nice to play outside. It doesn't happen very often.
It's our first time.
A lot of the time, it's raining outside, and you're playing inside somewhere that doesn't look even inhabitable. But so it's nice to play outside on like slightly more closer to a proper festival stage.
Yeah.
Make you just almost feel like you're playing a big festival.
You feel like a real band when that sort of stuff happens.
Dodgems as well.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Dodgems there. Yeah. They have a bouncy castle as well.
Yeah, bouncy castle. We were there,
we hit on that.
Took Dave back to his youth.
I'm a big fan of the Dodgems.
Got to go with him.
A bit of a break.
And I gather, is there like an album in the pipeline at the minute then?
We're writing loads. We'll probably release an EP before we release our first album. So the album, I would imagine it'll be next year, sometime like in the...
Obviously take advantage of the fact that our music kind of does suit the summer, so it probably will be trying to catch next summer when the album comes out. But we have to write it all winter, so then you have to pretend it's sunny all winter. And then,
how does that go down? Is that flip-flops in the studio, Hawaiian shirts, barbecue?
I have to turn the heat up.
Yeah, turn the heat right up.
We bring our palm tree. We have our palm tree. Yeah. Stick that in there. Flashing lights.
I saw the palm tree on the stage earlier on. Yeah. I like it. Nice vibe.
She comes everywhere with us.
Everywhere we go.
What's her name?
Don't know.
Never been given one.
Got a name.
No,
we do need to name her. Have you got a name?
What does it look like?
It looks to me like a Hilda.
Hilda the palm tree.
A bit German.
It's
quite German. Yeah. Hilda the German palm tree. Yes, yeah, so we'll have a think. Yeah, Lola or something like that.
Lola sounds like that.
I got a cheer the other day when we played in Hull. Because we went on stage.
We don't normally leave it on. If we're headlining, we take it off, and then when we play, we bring it on.
And put it on, yeah.
And as we came on, someone brought it on. It wasn't us getting the cheer, it was definitely the palm tree, yeah.
What was Hull like? Never dull in Hull?
That was awesome.
It
was really good, yeah.
It was not dull at all.
Yeah, nights of the tour.
Yeah, it was really busy and it was a really good venue, so it was awesome.
It was good. It was like a big warehouse and it was a big stage. It was good, it was really fun. A fun one to play. I broke a strap though during one of the songs, which was a nightmare.
God, It's normally a string, a whole strap. Jesus.
You broke two straps in 2 days in exactly the same point in the same song.
This is the worst experience of my
life. Literally, he bought a brand new strap, and at the same point in the same song, the next day it broke in the same workplace.
What are you doing?
I need to calm down. But I went down like to sort of pick up the guitar but carry on playing.
Right.
And it just looked like I was shredding, slaying a riff.
Yeah, slaughtering it.